Great to have you company. Let's go straight back to your calls. 1-300-736-736 is the number. 1-300-736-736. And we'll take a few of your calls on We Deliver shortly. In fact, a few coming through on the text as well. Coffee Aroma in Malvern East, still delivering awesome coffee machines and coffee grinders. Thanks for that text. Tommy and Rover, welcome to you, Tommy.
G'day, Drone Pop. How you going, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Yeah, what about this afternoon? You wouldn't believe it. Everyone's hanging out together, football and everything like that in Melbourne. You know, we can't go. And I received my MCC renewal membership message saying that I've got 4 days to actually sign up for the FlexiPay. So isn't that ironical, do I?
So what are you going to be able to go and watch at the MCC members in the next 3 months? Does it say on the letter?
Yeah, the seagulls, mate. The seagulls are going to be flying around. Nah, it's basically, they're telling you they're going to spread out the payments. They're giving us everyone a 30% discount. I phoned up when it all happened, and they told me that I got last year's finals, because what they do is they go from September to August, the end of August. So they told me I got last year's finals, I got the international cricket, and I got the World Cup of females. And I basically got my money's worth, they were trying to tell me, when I phoned up last time. And I said, no. Lucky I'm a Richmond supporter, Dwayne Bob, and I got to see the grand final. So I think the 650 was worth it anyway, wasn't it? But yeah,
it's your compensation. You've seen two of the last three flags. Good call, Tommy. Thanks a lot for jumping online. A couple on the text here. Hey, Bad, I run Doughboys Donuts. We're delivering 4 days a week, 20 kilometres in all directions from the city. Doughboys Donuts, thanks for that. Cravedesigns.com.au. We design and manufacture custom-built water features. Melbourne is our number one supporter. We'll sell so many there and appreciate your support. We sell so many there and appreciate your support. Cravedesigns.com.au. Liam Pickering's been good enough to join me. Gary Ablett's manager. Been a pretty big story today. Reports, at least, that he will return to the hub in Queensland. Let's find out if it's true. Pickers, welcome to the program. Great to have you on.
Good to be on, Duane, or Wayne, or Craig, or whoever else they want to call you. I like it.
I've been called worse. what's Gary Ablett doing, Liam?
Well, to be honest, Duane, that's news to me. That you know, Johnny Ralph has got some information. I haven't spoken to him for a week or so, but I know he's keen to get back up. So, Ralphie might be on the money. I haven't spoken to him since the story's gone up, so I can't confirm or deny, but I know that he was always keen to rejoin us when he could and when it was able to do it with, you know, what he's been dealing with back in Victoria.
So is he planning on heading to the hub when he's with his family when he can head up, or is he thinking that when he does head up, he'd head up there without family?
Yeah, I'm not sure at this stage. I think it might be difficult to get the family up there as well, but I think when he goes back, he'll probably go back on his own, but again, it's you know, I need to have a proper conversation with him to actually work out what he's doing. But yeah, I would think at the moment that he'll be going back by himself.
And I presume that he's pretty keen to play finals. The Cats will play finals, and that he's pretty keen to play finals as well, depending on where they are and how his family situation is. But finals still on his agenda, Liam.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I mean, his whole reason for playing another year this season was to play in the finals and to give himself a chance and the club a chance to get to another flag. So, I mean, that was his reason for getting back to Geelong in the first place. So, you know, the Cats are doing everything right at the moment, so he'll be watching that, no doubt, and he'll be seeing that they've put themselves in a good position. So he'll want to get back and try and help out as much as he can. So, yeah, he'll plan it well, so when he does get back, that he gives himself a good chance to be ready and raring for the finals.
And any idea of whether he might assess his situation at the end of the year, or is it fixed that he's going to give it away at the end of the season?
Well, I think he probably will give it away. I don't think there hasn't been any discussion that we've had that's indicated that he's going to play on in 21, and it certainly hasn't anything that I've spoken to the club about. But, I mean, his form was really good before he went back home, as we all know, but you know, given that he's had a fair break this year, he may change his mind. I don't think he will. I think he's probably got it in his head now that, you know, the priorities in his life are really his family. So he's been footy for 18, 19 years. So I would think that probably this will do him, Duane, but you never know.
Yep, you never know. Great to have you on, Pickers. It's short notice. I Appreciate you joining me. We'll talk soon.
Yeah, thanks, Wayne. Sorry I couldn't give you much more info than what you've read, but I'm sure that the club will make a statement, or they'll have a chat and probably say something given they've got a game tonight.
They win tonight, do they?
Oh, dear. It's going to be a good game. I'm really looking forward to it. Great challenge. They've been terrific on the back up so far, the Cats, but I love the way they went about it against St Kilda. I thought, you know, I'm not sure too many people have talked about the actual way they went about beating St Kilda. I know they're going to be a different side to Port Adelaide, but, you know, I thought they just absolutely controlled the play in the first half, controlled ball use and just denied St Kilda the ball. And then in the second half, I thought they went back to their contested ball winning and really were able to open the game up through winning the hard ball. So if they can do that against Port Adelaide tonight, I think they're a good chance to win.
Have you had much feedback from the players you do manage about the load and how they're coping with it?
They're loving it, to be honest, Pike. They're absolutely loving it. Like, they have no problems with the backups. They're hardly trained. So I think they're finding that as a bit of a, you know, let's bring the games on. So if we were to do this again next year for, say, a month in the middle of the year, I don't think the players, given they've already been through it without actually, you know, requesting or wanting to go through it, I think they'd be much better placed going forward to do it again if we said, well, in 21, let's do another middle of the year. We're going to have bloody 20 games in 20 days and everyone's going to move. And I'm not sure whether from an expense point of view that's going to work. But, yeah, my boys reckon that they're pulling up well and they're recovering really well and they're really enjoying the game. So I've had no negative feedback from any of our players, to be perfectly honest.
So if the AFL, as a hypothetical, said, we'll give you closer to 100% of your pay in 2021, but we need four extra games from you, would they do that?
I reckon they would. Yeah, just going by the guys I've spoken to, and that's all I can go off. But, you know, the general feeling and game, speaking to the clubs, is that the players are really enjoying the hub situation. I know it was a bit of a distraction at the start, and they had to uproot their lives and all that sort of stuff. But, as you know, they're not missing much back here, the Victorians. Not much they can be doing in Victoria anyway. So I think to be up in Queensland and being with their friends and their families now, I think, you know, that they've really adapted well, and I don't think that would be off the agenda at all.
And given that they had to adapt so dramatically in 2020, an adaption in 2021 to, say, a 26-game season with some hub life as part of it wouldn't be that much of a stretch, given that the tough part this year was, hey, this isn't what we've ever signed up for. But now that it's been done, it might be easier.
I think we've got a roadmap now. I really do. And I don't expect to see players back at training until January. I don't think that they'll be asked to come back before Christmas, regardless of when they finish. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, the season's going to go through to the October, end of October anyway, for the finalists. But, you know, even the home and away games, you know, we're into October then. So I don't think they'll be back early. So I reckon it wouldn't be a big stretch. You know, and this is just me talking with my own opinion, but yeah, not of any great knowledge from a PA point of view and the whole group, but I can only go on what my players are telling me, and they seem to all be really thriving in the environment. And as I said, I know it, you're like me, you know, you love watching footy, I watch it every night, but and I don't think the players would think it's too big a stretch anyway.
So if they could get, I don't know what you're expecting, what are you expecting? How close to 100% of pay are you expecting for them in 2021? And if you played 26 games, you'd expect closer to 100% that they would otherwise get.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, why wouldn't they? I mean, we're forecasting, and we know it might be, at the moment they're forecasting potential cuts, but we don't know how much on what it might be. But so we're trying to do deals based on, you know, percentages like we would with the CBA. So if it goes up X amount, the player's contract goes up X amount, and I think the clubs, well, I know they are now saying, well, if it comes back 5%, well, it's coming back 5% or 10% or whatever it may be. So we've got it in both ways because there's a CBA in a couple of years. But I think that if they are, the players are showing that their willingness at the moment to actually do, you know, as much as they can for the game. And I think it's great. I mean, I know it's their jobs, and but they have taken 30% pay cut this year overall. So it's not like they haven't had to give back, because they have, and they've had to do things that they've never been, they never signed up or they never intended to do, which is move away from their families and all that sort of stuff. So I genuinely think that they've done really well as, you know, the AFL industry to keep it all rolling. And I think going forward, it might be the new norm.
And just another quick one. I know that it's probably not first and foremost in everyone's mind, but a happy home, a happy player. How are the wives and partners now coping with it now that they've been allowed an adjustment time themselves? Is it now actually the new norm? Are they, is everything okay?
Yeah, I think, again, going only by what my guys are saying, is that they seem to have... It was just such a shock at the start. Like, it was the unknown. And now there's a bit of known about it. All of a sudden, it's like, all right, well, we can deal with this, this and this, because it wasn't something we expected, but we've now lived through it. And I reckon even the partners and that would be much better prepared next year if it was to be a case that, you know, all right, well, we're going to have to go again for another 12 months. 21's a bit, you know, going to be disjointed as well. And it might be these games, it might be shorter games, it might be a, you know, a 3 or 4 week period in the middle of the year where they all get together and hub. So, yeah, I think the partners have really got their heads around it as well. And, yeah, I know there's been some negatives around the, you know, the wives and girlfriends and whatever, but I think that's a bit overblown. I think they've all worked really hard to make it, you know, as an industry, make it work.
Yeah, I agree with that. There's always going to be that extreme case, and we do tend to like highlighting the extreme case. Great to have you, Pickers. Really appreciate you jumping on the line. Well, I'll hear you Saturday.
Good on you, Pipe. Thanks, mate.